Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
U.S.-based health insurers Cigna and Aetna have struck deals with Novartis for a performance-based price for Swiss drug makers' new heart drug, Entresto. And this is Heart Month, of course, so we're talking about Entresto. And these companies said on Monday that they've reached an agreement, a performance-based deal. What that means is that the drug has to perform as promised, or the deal is a no-go, or they don't have to pay as much, or they don't have to pay maybe at all. So this is not a very common thing. U.S. managed care companies and drug makers are probably not thrilled with this, but they said they've been having more discussions about linking price to health outcomes in order to cut unneeded drug spending. Drug prices, that's hard to say, jumped about 13% in the United States last year, spurring a public outcry and moving the issue of drug prices into the campaign platform of Hillary Clinton and other candidates for this election coming up. And under the agreement, Cigna said its payments to Novartis will be linked to how well the drug improves the relative health of Cigna customers. That's awesome. Interesting. Entresto is approved for the treatment of chronic heart failure. So if you know what congestive heart failure is, when the lungs fill up with liquid, the heart is not working as well. It's not pumping blood out through the body. So liquid tends to congregate in the lungs. There are other things involved, but specifically, Cigna said the payments will be based on a reduction in the proportion of customers who are admitted to hospital for heart failure. So I find this fascinating. I think that this is one of the very more interesting stories because if you follow the news and drug companies at all, the scumbag, wormy man of 2015, Martin Shkreli, I don't even want to pronounce his name correctly, the hedge fund manager and drug company CEO, became the poster boy for Wall Street greed when he raised the cost of the life-saving pill from $13.50 up to $750. String that guy up as far as I'm concerned. He became a lightning rod in September. He raised the cost of Daraprim by 5,000%. It's the common name for the drug Pyrimethamine is the only medication for treating toxoplasmosis. That's the infection from cat parasites that can cause birth defects. It's also a co-treatment for HIV infections and some cancers and malaria. And earlier this month, he said he regretted not increasing the price of the drug by more than he already did, and that if insurers didn't have to pay him if the drugs failed to work as promised. So what a scumbag, as we say again. But now this new... For the Entresto, this new deal that Cigna and Aetna have struck may spark sort of a new wave in the future of drug companies and what they're allowed to charge and whether or not insurers will pay them for these medications. Now, the only thing I see as a backlash that I'm worried about is if insurers, if somebody has congestive heart failure, chronic heart failure, and they go to the doctor because of it a bunch because their medication isn't working, then will the insurers not pay the person for their drug? Or is this deal between Aetna, Cigna, and the drug makers, Novartis? So I'm wondering if they won't pay Novartis or if they won't pay the pharmacy. So I think that's something we're going to have to keep an eye on, because that would really be a bummer if it came down to the fact that they don't feel that the drug is working as well as it should, and you shouldn't be going to the hospital with this if you're on Entresto. However, we're going to have to wait and see how this worked out, because it just came out. I feel like it might be a good thing that maybe will make the drug makers make these drugs more effective, make them lower cost, because then the insurers will cover it. We're going to keep an eye on that story. Great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.